Gentlemen, what seems to be the problem?
Bicycle accident. Fractured tibia about 5 inches below patella.
Dr. Harris.
Yes?
Do you concur?
Concur with what, sir?
With what Dr. Ashland just said. Do you concur?
Well, it was a bicycle accident. The boy told us.
So you concur?
Concur?
I think we should take an x-ray, then stitch him out and put him in a walking cast.
Very good, Dr. Ashland, very good. Well, you don't seem to have much need for me. Carry on.
Blew it, didn't I? Why didn't I concur?
Fools done upset the old man river. Made him carry slave ships and fed him dead niggas. Now his belly full and he about to flood something. So I'm throwing rope that ain't tied to nothing. Tell your crew use the H2 and Y's amounts since the new world order.
But hi and welcome to the Ordinary Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damien.
And this is Douglas.
Haha, I'm loving everybody.
Son of a
Because you
bitch.
Leaned into the microphone. Like, I'm away from it. And somehow I can see you guys.
This goddamn
spider
trap.
So now I see the studio you guys have been talking about.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It looks so full of memories.
Yeah. Definitely memories, not things, not tangible items.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a guitar over there,
uh-huh.
that you threatened to touch during the podcast.
My instrumental intermission.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and call bullshit on it.
Yeah, it's a room.
Oh, right. I need to take video evidence
that I was here.
That Andrew is alive.
Oh, we forgot our podcast wine.
That's okay. That's probably for the best.
You had your Coppola wine that you wanted to drink.
My mother and other women in my life keep threatening me because when I talk about friends, like my they're just like, Damien, here's the thing. You don't know their names. You don't know where them work. You don't know where them live. And you don't have any physical evidence that you know these people. We see you leave from time to time, and then you come home late, but we've never seen any of these friends that you have. Fair point. So I know I'm documenting that I do, in fact, know people.
I mean,
so when you drop
I
them.
I have met your mother.
Yeah, no, it's not you specifically.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah.
We have a movie to talk about this week.
Uh-huh.
The latest entry by one of our favorite directors of the last decade.
I tell you, he is my absolute favorite.
Yorgo Lanthimos. He decided to continue his collaboration with young Sir Bullseye Colin Farrell.
He was Bullseye.
Yes,
oh my god, Daredevil was a thing.
In the film entitled The Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Yep.
I don't have to worry about nothing. Cause we got the fire, and we're burning one hell of a something. They're gonna see us from outer space.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about Pod.
It's nothing serious.
No, it is.
Like we're the stars of the human race, human race.
Where did you two go?
When the lights started out, they don't know what they heard. Strike the man.
Damien?
Yes?
You said that you trust this man now with
life. No. You're going to stop. You're going to cut the bullshit.
He at least trusts this man with his podcast life.
Right. You're going to stop. I said, after the lobster, I'm willing to see you.
You're willing to give it. You gave him. He was on the ropes.
Yeah, no, I was finished.
Right?
I
told something about the lobster.
I came on this podcast and went, there's not a goddamn thing this lunatic can make again. But then I saw a trailer for the lobster. I went, I need to see this. I need to know. And I like the lobster.
So you think he's one of these guys where like every four movies he just throws
you
a bone?
No. I'm well aware what And the man that make dog tooth, he can't trick me. I know exactly what he is making.
So Damien, yes. Killing of the Sacred Deer, what was this movie?
This movie is bad. Like
about.
Okay. It's about people can't write stories making movies. So I sat down knowing full well that I know what his floor is. His floor is Dogtooth and the Alps, right? I know what the worst of the worst can be. And I had a pretty good feeling that this wasn't going to be the worst. You forgot about the Alps?
No, for some reason in my head, I have a movie between Dogtooth and the Alps.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember if there's another one before Lobster or somewhere in that region. Is it Dogtooth, Alps, Lobster, this?
I think so, yeah. I think so. I think that's it.
I'm going to check, just keep
that's going. That's fine. That is immaterial to this.
Yeah, it's immaterial.
Trash movie. We watched, when we were doing our vignettes marathon, we watched, I don't even remember the name of it, but there was one where people stop eating food.
Yes, right. I was thinking about that when I watched this movie.
Right, yeah.
But it wasn't actually in the marathon.
It wasn't? Before, oh, alright, yeah. That's fine.
There's nothing between.
And when I saw this movie, halfway through this movie, I'm just like, oh my god, he's never seen that movie. Because he's going to take 2 hours to do a thing that a man took 30 minutes and got it better.
A woman, by the way.
Oh, my apologies.
Listen, sexist pig.
Listen, I don't see gender. Hashtag not all women.
No tall foxes.
No tall foxes. Listen, it started out and the thing, it was immediately fascinating to me to see these characters, because it is as if an alien came down to Earth and did what he thought human behavior was. Because none of their speech patterns, none of their expressions, and so that in itself was fascinating in the beginning. I'm like, all right, let's see where this is going. What are these overly creepy people going to do? And then as soon as I saw that the young boy was a warlock or whatever the hell he was, he was Ryu from Street Fighter, a wizard. I said, what is this movie really about? Because I expected something as weird as The Lobster and as fun, I mean, by his standards, as The Lobster. And so to see this movie devolve into, they're going to be paralyzed and then they'll stop eating. And he like lays out all of the stages and then he lays out his criteria for how to save them. I'm just like, this can't be, like, you wouldn't need to set up this crazy facsimile of what the real world is if all you're going to do with it is a shitty horror movie spoof. Like, there must be something else, that some twist why these people behave or they behave, or this world is constructed. Because in this world, there are still regular movies, right? They were watching Groundhog's Day and there was some other movie they were watching. I was just like, okay, so this movie accepts that there is a real world. So I'm like, is this like an Earth 2 situation where they get movies from the real Earth? But then I'm like, what is he going to
do? Does Flash transfer the movies?
Right. At some point, I'd have given this movie higher marks if, like, somewhere in the middle there was just a lobster crawling across the floor. Like, all right, I got you. There's none of that. The movie, even though the people are so weird and like the decisions of how all the humans act, so strange, it is still just a straightforward movie. It is his most straightforward movie, which is
the craziest statement you can make.
I disagree.
No, the lobster makes less sense than this movie.
But the thing about this movie as to why I don't think this is straightforward in any sense, right? Is that if this was a straightforward movie, you'd start the movie, and then from minute like 10, you'd have an idea as to what needs to be done next. You might not know where the end of the movie is, but you know what this character needs to do next to move forward. And that was actually one of the biggest notes I wrote down, I think, like at like the hour mark, where I was like, what is this guy's purpose? Like, what does he want? Because that's one of the base criteria, the kind of, one of the things I always look for in movies to kind of understand what it wants to do, is to understand
the character motivation.
If I know what this character actually wants, right? Halfway through the movie, I think I wrote down, like, at the beginning, when you open up and you see Colin Farrell and Martin having their conversation, I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Right? Yeah. Then slowly but surely, I'm like, oh, wait. This guy lost his father. He wants a father. That's what he wants, right?
Doctors have nice hands. Right?
And for some strange, unbeknownst reason to us, Colin Farrell is kind of working on it, right?
And Lemonade. Lots of Beyonce albums.
But yeah, this movie, like, you don't even know what Colin Farrell wants until it becomes the revenge story.
Right, I know what he wants. Right? Mm-hmm. He wants to fuck dead people.
Yep. Like, they set up that in the beginning, and you're just like, alright, so what is the little boy? But as the movie progresses, it gets, it becomes more and more clear what is happening. And once it gets to its like the final part of the movie, you're just like, movie, for crying out loud. And then when the movie ends, I'm like, all of this weirdness, all of this madness, for this ending? Nah. No movie. You have to come up with it. Listen, at the end of all movies, you can do what the Cloverfield paradox do. Just have a giant monster come out of nowhere and then end the movie. Let me go, oh! New fucking movie. Like, this movie is 2 hours and you feel every tick of... There's a part where a young girl is singing, standing next to a tree. Almost killed myself.
I think there was a shot where nothing was happening. I think they were just closing in on a house.
Yeah.
For about 30 seconds.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of those.
Yeah.
People just walking out of rooms. Camera pulled all the way back. Colin Farrell just walking into a different room. And it's like, what is... The camera choices make no sense. None was... Like, there's no rhyme and or reason to any of this. Which is why I was hoping for something weird. Like, the reason I like the lobster is because it is the first thing to tie his inability to tell a coherent story with something so weird that you're just like, yeah, that makes sense. Not real sense, but to see what you were trying for with this. If you're going to tell me people stay single too long, they're going to turn into lobsters, that is nonsense I can buy into. But when you're when you're pretending that you're telling a story, like a real one, and you've gotten some of the best actors you can get to be in this movie, and everyone is told, don't do any of this. The only person that I actually like is the creepy guy, the child, his name? Yeah. Because he's creepy.
He was in Dunkirk.
Was in Dunkirk.
The one that died in the end?
Yeah. He was creepy from the start. He just got progressively more creepy as the movie went on. But the story being told, as I said, if you want to see a far superior version of this story, the XX, that's what's the name of the movie?
I think that's the name of
XX?
It.
XX.
Okay. Yeah.
The short.
Yeah.
Movie. I actually really like Nicole Kidman in this movie.
Yeah. I mean, but... that's unfair, right?
Like, when I finished watching this movie, I was like,
cheating.
I should watch Stoker again.
Yeah, it's cheating. If you tell Nicole Kidman to be dejected
She's going to knock that shit out of the... She's been doing it for 20 years straight. Yeah. I don't think she has another face.
From Eyes Wide Shut all the way.
It's just... I need you to look as miserable as possible. And she's just like, all right. Do you want Lars von Trier miserable? Or do you want... what's it? Crimson Peak? What's the name of that horror movie that she did?
The Others?
The Others. Which miserable do you want? I have two versions.
How about the Beguiled miserable?
No, no one wants that. No one wants anything to do with the Beguiled.
This was the Beguiled part.
Yeah.
Right? He got to fuck the mother.
Yeah.
But so...
No
I
mushrooms.
Actually think you guys are talking about all these people that acted good. I think the standout person in this movie in terms of acting is Colin Farrell. Why? You've seen him act in other things, right?
Yes.
He can actually do things like emote. The fact that he was so...
Just deadpan.
Deadpan. You know that there was a conversation where the director said, this is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept fucking up and he's like, wait, are you sure? Because I'm reading the words.
Yes.
And the words sound like emotions should be attached. And the director said, no, it's... Trust me, it will work. And it did not work.
Like... This movie feels like the world they were building in Equilibrium. It's where everyone takes their pills. No one has any emotion. Like, if you had given me something to explain away some of this bullshit.
All of them are like that. It was clearly a decision. I just don't understand the rationale behind the decision.
Especially to tell this story.
And what was supposed to do. What
especially
was I supposed
to tell this story.
You know, yeah. But I will tell you this. There was one good part of this movie. One really good part.
Don't tell me it's a story he tells his child.
No. First of all.
It's a scene in a parking lot with Nicole Kidman.
No. The best part of this movie, and you've mentioned it already, is when an actual movie is playing on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
I.e. when I get to watch a piece of
So the thing the sad thing about it is that there are pieces of this movie that if we had a good movie overall,
of course,
I'd have loved.
But you could say that about all of his movies. If someone better than him made this movie,
I mean,
it would
said
be good.
It about Dogtooth when Dogtooth came out. We're like, that dance scene in Dogtooth.
Yeah.
Why don't we just YouTube that every time?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you have the scene where he's trying to cohort his son into walking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
For the first time.
Cohort, do you mean coerce?
Coerce is what he means. You listen, you don't get to laugh at him today. You spell gem with a J, so I don't want to hear it from you.
No, listen, I was talking about the band.
The holograms. You're talking about the comic book. All right, cool.
You can blame autocorrect. Autocorrect.
Secretly, I can't spell.
including the conversation that happened after his attempt.
I will cut off all your hair.
I'll tell you a secret and you tell me your secret.
Oh, boy.
Actually, in a better
movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you.
But I really like, and there are a lot of things that they could have explored, right? So, for instance, I really like the concept of, at one stage, it's clear that the daughter, so this is a family unit, with a son and a daughter, the older daughter knows.
Yeah, it's the Incredibles.
Right? Mm-hmm. And the older daughter is like, well, if nothing happens soon, we're going to die. And she kind of sets up this dynamic where for a half a second you see it, where essentially the two children are vying for their father's emotions because
they're competing to be the better child.
Right? Like at one stage, the son, like they can't walk, so they kind of
crawl,
doggy crawl everywhere. He cuts off his hair because in the beginning of the movie they set up this thing where the father's like, cut off your fucking hair.
Go to the barber.
It's so long. Go to the barber. It's horrible. And he cuts off his hair. He goes to his father and says, hey, look, I cut off my hair. I mean,
I'm going to go to my chores.
He was about to go and water the plants outside with no legs.
Right.
All because he was saying, you know what? I'm number one. Don't kill me. That was so things like that.
Mm-hmm.
They had explored it even in the what's his name? It's not Yargo. It's
Yorgo Lanthimos.
Yorgo. Okay.
That's how I say it until someone corrects me.
I don't even want to know his name at this point. He's dog tooth man.
You know, if say Avon Tree, can you imagine?
No, don't do it. Don't do
we
it.
Can.
We
can.
Stop doing it.
But we don't have to. There's a lady that did the XX that did a better job of this.
Every movie can't be Von Trier or Korean.
That is
true. It can be Gileo.
Right. Or Star Wars.
You live in a world where four movies are made a year.
Star Wars.
No, Don Quixote.
No, we live in a movie where we hope four movies get made.
Can I get a Marvel Wars? Movie? Can I get one Marvel movie?
That's what Star Wars is.
Every other year you get Star Wars, Marvel, and we just call it Star Wars.
Okay.
How long before we say a Marvel superhero in a Star Wars movie?
No, it has to be the Fox. X-Men first.
If they buy Fox, they'll get Wolverine into the into Star Wars.
You see, you see them fawning over Wolverine instead of Thor now. Just being like, that's a real man.
Luke Skywalker will walk across a grave with an X on and say, what happened here?
Bingo. We're so dumb. Right, this movie. Douglas, you said you like this movie, right?
Whoa. I can't joke about that shit, son. This movie.
So it's 0-4 for you? Because you don't like The Lobster, and the first two aren't real movies.
Fair,
so who gives a shit?
The Lobster is one of those movies where I feel like I want to.
You lied to yourself.
Right? But, yeah, I really haven't liked
it. Yeah, he's bad. It's real bad.
Which is sad.
I remember last year when this came out, people were saying, Andrew, have you gone to watch that movie? I'm like, no, I made my decision on him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm skipping, right?
Yeah. If you look over here, you'll see his first three, and you'll see large FTMs beside all three. And that's a solid trend. Three is a trend, and I think it's going to continue. So, yeah.
That's how movies work. It's always threes,
right?
That's my favorite thing recognizing in movies, when they show you something and like you, it fails twice for the third time for it to work.
Yeah, Wolverine, Thor.
Well, I actually just watched Thor the other day because it's on Netflix. I'm so happy.
Wait, which one? The good one, right?
There is only one
Thor movie. No, because you said Thor.
Yeah, there's only one Thor movie.
No.
Yes. They made the first Thor movie last year.
There are two straight up pieces of garbage.
No,
and then
Scott's
Life's made.
Yeah, he made Thor.
Yeah.
He made the first Thor.
Can I call all the Thor. Avengers movie Thor adjacent films? Like, can they be like Thor third?
No, adjacent. Sorry.
I'll accept that.
Avengers movies are all Captain America.
Yes, right.
No, that last Avengers movie was a Thor movie.
I don't even know what that last Avengers movie was. It's a Thanos movie. They should have called it Thanos.
It's Thor versus Thanos. It's the Marvel series. What if Thor fought Thanos?
It's Thoranos.
Really, Douglas.
Thanor. Thar.
What is happening?
This is what happens when we're all together. Come back to
Canada. Had enough of you.
What is movie?
It's real bad.
Yeah, it's
really. But like all of his movies, someone better could have made a better movie.
Yep.
It's not that he's devoid of talent. It's just that he is the person I'm most scared of in this world because his brain isn't right.
Mm-hmm.
Like Lars von Trier, I know he's not righted in the head, but his movies are good, right? They're not hard to follow. They're just movies that you thought no one would ever okay anyone to make. Like, you're like, people gave him money to do. Like, people should stop giving Lars money.
Gave him money to make Breaking the Waves.
He's crazy. He's a crazy person. But where Lars clearly has some restraint, or someone who takes all the footage and is like, you go over there now, Lars. I have to make a movie out of this bullshit. This man clearly does not. Like, his storytelling is bad. Like, the rest of it you can make up for if your storytelling is okay. Like, he's not the best director, the shots aren't the greatest or whatever, but the stories he tells are so batshit that at some point your brain is just like, I can't do it. I can't continue down this road with him. I'd have preferred if he, like, my dream is for him to get to where, like, the guy that directed Robo. Right? That is the type of crazy I'd prefer from out of him. Something that's still bad.
Because I hated his movie afterwards.
Yes.
Which one was that after?
Wrong.
Yeah.
Which was about telekinetic dogs or some
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, Wrong was a waste of everybody's time.
I can't remember if I watched it.
Oh,
I think we watched it for the podcast.
Did we? Yeah, yeah. I remember. I guess
because the ending is lunacy.
Yeah.
But it is impressive to see a man string out a joke that long, and he did a good enough job. You just can't end a movie.
I'm afraid to watch that movie.
You just can't end a movie like that because the premise is so crazy that it doesn't. Nothing you do after that makes any sense. But yeah, this movie is just, it is not Dogtooth and it is trash shit, is not the Alps. So it is his second best movie. It is not good though, you should not watch it. And so he's now, for all of you, he's now 0 for 4. And for me is half. Out of 4. Because Lobster, I like the Lobster, but I can admit that that movie isn't a good movie. But and there's things about it that I like.
And the worst part is, in all of his movies, they have these moments where, like, I want to rip them out of the movie and just keep them.
Except right? The Alps. I don't remember anything from the Alps. The Alps was so aggressively not good. That I don't think there's anything from that I want.
I remember at the time finding the Alps really interesting because of its premise. Because his movies have crazy ass premises. Yeah. I love the concept of like a group of people who act out your grief.
Right.
Right. And I remember that there were stuff in there, but that one is so far away from it that I can't name anything directly.
Your brain is like after you race.
Like Dogtooth had enough things that just stuck with me.
Yes.
And the Lobster, the one thing I keep remembering is there's a scene where, like, the hotel or whatever we want to call it is staging an explanation of why you need to find a couple and what happens if you don't.
Yep.
Oh, look, he dies of choking his food because no one was there to save him.
Yep.
Right?
But, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Look forward to see what he does next.
Yeah. And Damien doing the same thing again, putting it in the spreadsheet, and me going, Damien, are you sure?
If the trailer doesn't look aggressive, we knew the Alps was going to be bad the second we saw that trailer. We just went head first. We're like, listen, someone has to do it.
we thought, but at that stage in time, we were all like, look, he almost had it with the last one. Like, it looks like he just had like a misstep somewhere.
Right.
And the game just went off. Let's hope that he's on point today.
Never. Yeah, so don't watch this. Don't. It's hard pass. Hopefully I'll watch enough football that...
They're hearing your head now, your head shakes.
Hopefully I'll watch enough football that this will be blown out of my brain sooner rather than later. A lot of football to watch. I love it. Sports ball.
Mm-hmm.
Sports ball.
Don't think we...
Is F1 sports ball?
I don't think legally we can say football. I think FIFA trademarked that term. So it's sports ball. No, F1 is car racing.
Okay.
Don't miss it.
So speed racer.
Yeah, basically. Okay. Yeah. That's trademark, right? Disney owns speed racer? Who cares?
Speed Racer is a classic.
Is it?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
You sure?
It is perfect.
Want to double down on it?
Yes.
Is this the hill you're willing to die on?
Remember that Pantheon? I want Speed Racer.
Right.
Well, I mean, if it means we don't have to talk about it ever again.
Then yes. Yeah.
Done.
Remember you died on Warhorse Hill. And Douglas, have you seen Warhorse?
No, I have not right. seen
Warhorse. You know why?
Watch that movie again.
Yeah, you should. You really should.
Uh-huh. Report back. I'll be like, 5 years on. However old that movie is now, 5 years on, I'm going back to Warhorse.
Yeah, still great.
Still great.
Yeah.
Lincoln, still great.
Yep. Prometheus?
Bad.
Oh, wait, what's that? What is that I hear?
I like the Prometheus in my head.
Yeah. That's not the right movie. First of all, that's Prometheus 2. And that's not the right movie anyway.
That's the movie you saw when you closed your eyes.
Yes.
The first Prometheus was good until I got to that planet. When it was just Robot Man riding around in a motorcycle being menacing, you're just like, all right, fine. And then that movie started and like, oh, they think they're making an aliens movie. And then it continued.
And Idris like, Elba just looked and banged.
Oh my God.
Charlize Theron with the Christmas tree.
Right. Charlize Theron can't run in zigzags.
I don't know. Like, I find it hilarious that that's a joke everyone just sticks on.
Yeah, she
like,
could have ran. If she veered off a degree, she'd have lived.
Like, I know it's a thing that we do when we hate movies.
Yes.
Where we just start
to
pile on.
You point
to
a theme. Yep. This stupid fucking movie. Hi. You don't remember a goddamn thing about Prometheus.
I don't know. Prometheus.
Yes.
I was like,
the
I'm
first one.
I'm trying to think, which Charlize Theron movie does she need to serpentine?
The first Prometheus. The Prometheus with the velociraptors you're thinking about
the
is
second
the second one.
What's the name of that one again?
Prometheus 2. The Rise of the Prometheus.
Yeah. It's Alien Revenant.
Covenant. That was the name.
Starship Troopers. Is the name of that movie.
So, I have seen the best comedy of 2018.
Okay.
All right.
Uh-huh. War on Everyone.
It stars Gabrielle Union.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Right. And unknown name bad guys.
Uh-huh.
Called Breaking In.
Yeah, we've seen that
trailer.
It's the best comedy.
It looks like garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So I got here on Friday.
Uh-huh.
On Saturday, my friend called me and they're like, I want to go watch Breaking In.
And you're
like, I went to Carib. Mm. I watched Breaking In.
Oh, no. So you need to rephrase. Your viewing of Breaking In is the best. Just hearing Jamaicans scream at the screen.
And it was hilarious to me that when the movie was over, my friend looked at me and said, you were laughing all throughout that movie.
Mm-hmm.
What was funny about that movie?
All of this.
There's a point where the first person dies,
mm-hmm.
where the bad guy crew is typical, right?
Right.
Imagine Panic Room.
No, we've seen the trailers. Yeah, man. We know what the bad guy crew
is. They have one guy who is super Mexican.
Of course.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's the guy who was in like a few episodes of the Lethal Weapon show in the first season when they were like going into cartels and like tattoos everywhere.
El
right?
Chapo? No, what I said is
and like he gets the guy, he's the off-kilter guy.
Of
he's
course.
The one who isn't in control.
Mm-hmm.
Gets the guy, just pulls out his knife. You see the knife go to the neck. Camera cuts away, the knife is now far away, and the body falls over, and I'm dying of laughter
like,
at this
like,
movie.
This movie? What is the rating on this movie? Is this rated G?
And then what I love even more is that throughout the whole of that movie, they turn that character, that guy, pretty much into like Jason.
Oh.
Where he just never dies, and he just appears out of nowhere. And it is hilariously bad.
I can't see if we went to this with you. They'd have thrown us out of Karen.
God.
Yeah.
It was nice for the first time in a year to have intermission at a movie.
So that you could get a laugh break. Like, oh my God. Just looking around at people. Oh, you idiots. That sounds good. I'm never going to watch that movie.
No, don't.
At any point ever. As you said, Gabrielle Union was
yes.
it?
Produced by Gabrielle Union,
and
apparently.
She's been in all of zero good movies in her life. There's a day at work, someone.
There's something I like her in.
Yeah. Bad Boys 2. She was in Bad Boys 2. She was also in Bring It On.
So 10 Things I Hate About You. She's in that, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. No, she's in Deliver Us From
Evil.
I
know people love Clueless. I know people love Clueless, but I've never been able to watch that movie since. Like, I know I saw it when it came out.
Because you weren't a teenage girl, it's not your fault.
Hmm?
You think about that movie? Why do you think about that movie?
Because Gabrielle Union.
She's not in anything good. And so, she has a TV show on BET, which, when you're good at your job, BET gives you a TV show.
I mean,
and you say yes.
She, what was the name of that guy? Tigger. What was the guy's name?
Big Tigger.
Jesus Christ.
Tigger.
In the basement!
Right after Tay Diggs, just.
Oh my god. I miss good radio DJs. Oh my god. I miss Hot 97.
Yep, she's super not in that movie. Are you thinking of
Bring It?
No. I might be.
Right, because he's racist. Bring It On is the movie.
She's in one episode of the television series.
I'll use that.
No, you're racist. You're thinking of. Stacey Dash, who, by the by, is now a super conservative, and she's lost her goddamn mind.
Yes, I saw that.
Oh boy, it was real good. Seeing that it warmed my heart to realize mad people still.
I did also watch the finale for Westworld today, but I'm assuming none of you guys have caught up with Westworld, so we'll leave that.
I will say though is that I am enjoying season 2 of Westworld. 900 times more than the first season. The first season set up a lot of questions that they then didn't answer any of them. But at least in season 2, there's shit happening.
There's some interesting stuff going on.
Yeah. Like, the thing with the Indian guy.
How far have you reached?
I think episode
8. You just saw the Indian episode.
Yeah, where he found the door.
Yeah.
He found the door?
Yes.
Oh.
Pulled the door.
You mean the Indian guy found the door?
Yeah.
So he found like it was Cliff or something.
Yeah.
Okay, I've seen that episode.
Yeah. So when I saw that, like, yeah, this is what I wanted from the first season. When it's basically Ghost in the Shell now. The guy is back.
Yeah.
And I went, alright, fine. Although it helps that my standard for TV shows for this year have been significantly lower.
Thanks to Legion.
First by Legion. But and I can't believe I'm saying this. Then Flash
started yesterday.
Like I said it before, I'm still not finished. I have like 2 episodes left in Flash that I'm like dreading watching because the first 20 or so, there's only one episode of this entire season
were
that
you
I like.
No,
I was expecting what Flash used to be, something entertaining. The only thing about, the only episode I liked was when there was some nuclear bomb going off. And
they slow motion.
Right,
the
he slow mode every, and had to run into the Speed Force or something. Like, yeah, but everything else. Like the villain is the, this is far and away the worst villain they've
had. See, here lies a weird thing about that show, right? It's a super comic book shitty thing.
The villain
like,
sucks.
If you realize, like, the first 3 seasons, all of the villains were the same.
Yeah,
right.
Were variations of a Flash.
Right? And then they're like, okay, we need something else.
Yes.
And it's a shit comic books do where, like, okay, we'll have 1 issue with this guy or, like, 5 issues. But then we move on. We don't have 30 episodes of The Thinker. Right? And it just sucks that they dedicated the whole season to him.
Isn't he Brainiac? Isn't that what he becomes?
I think.
Or is Brainiac the wrong?
I think Brainiac is like a Spider-Man thing?
I thought he was from the anime.
Is right. Is Brainiac not from the right comic book universe?
It's the same thing, but a different comic book that has
the
same thing.
Such a bad name.
Yeah. It's the DC Marvel thing where DC has Hawkeye, Marvel has Hawkeye, so DC has the Green Arrow, right? Eventually you decide which name you hate the most.
DC has Pepsi,
right?
Oh my god!
Actually, they should totally do that.
What?
Coca-Cola should align itself.
Yeah, with one.
And Pepsi with the other.
Right, and boost their sales by 9,000,000%.
I always see Messi in the Pepsi ads. I don't see Ronaldo in the Coca-Cola ads.
Because if anyone's going to do that, it would be Pepsi.
Coca-Cola doesn't need Ronaldo. Because where Coca-Cola sells, Ronaldo doesn't sell.
But I want it I want Ronaldo to pay for it just so that he can...
Oh, just to...
Just so it can be like that. Of course, I still think it's really dumb that people put them... Like, it makes sense that they are head-to-head, especially since even if...
They're the two greatest players we've ever seen.
And in the same league.
Every year they get to play against each other like five times.
I mean, there was a time where they didn't. And people, especially this one, was just like, Ronaldo's better than Messi. Then they played in the same league. And now it's just, we'll see who score more goals when this your career is over.
Let's see who has a World Cup at the end of his career.
I'd like to remind everybody, Ronaldo is almost 3 years older than Messi.
And he will live longer than Messi.
I mean, he looks great.
Sincerely, I bet you next World Cup rolls around, Messi isn't there, but Ronaldo is.
At this point, it wouldn't shock me if in 2024... 2026.
Canada
both
World,
of them are
Canada
still
World
there.
Cup.
Yeah, because one would be, 39 and the other one would be 36 or something. Like, both of them would just be, you know, still the best in the world because it's better than everybody. But it's fun watching that. There was a time I used to, you know, nitpick or whatever. But then, just around the time I started pushing away all of the team jerseys, I realized that, numbers. There's this thing called numbers.
Stats.
If a man scores more goals and have more assists than someone else, I'm going to go ahead and say he's better than the person. If every measurable is in favor of one person. But it was the thing me and Joel were talking about one day. We're like, guys, do you realize that the last person to win the Ballon d'Or is retired, not named Messi or Ronaldo, is no longer playing football? Kaká was the last person.
Wow.
No one
has touched him.
Not named these two people have come even close. In more than a decade. That is bad. That is very,
is it
very bad?
Or is it good?
No, it is good that these two guys have sustained greatness for that long. It is bad that the rest of football... It is the story I tell people. There's an NFL guy who switched from track to NFL when he saw Usain Bolt break the record. He went to his football coach and went... He went to his track coach and went, here's what, I'm going to go play football because... I just saw a man run 9.7 and I'm done. Yeah. How many players have we seen go to these teams thinking, I'm the real shit? And then have to leave that team realizing maybe I'm Neymar, Zlatan,
Henry,
Eto'o, Bale, like, everyone that has gone thinking big shit. There's like, I'll prove once and for all that the Spanish league is easy and I'm better than those two. And they've gone over there and like, oh, we pass the ball to Ronaldo and Messi? All right, great. Break.
So Douglas, 100% other than being
accurate.
Upset at the entire country of Greece.
Greece! Walking again.
What is it you saw this week?
She's electrified.
Okay.
Why did I watch this week? I watched Thor. It was great.
Last night, me and my mother sat down and we started watching Breakfast at Tiffany's. I don't like that movie. As it turns out, me and my mother... me and my mother... don't like that movie. We sat down and we're like, I remember liking this. And then we sat there watching. We're like, there's something about this movie, right? No. No, there isn't.
And the racism doesn't help.
I mean, that's fun. I like old-timey racism.
Like that, like
it reminds me of this year.
I think second name, which to me is as bad as that, is... No, no. That has good context. There was a movie with Peter Falk and Peter Sellers in it, as well as Truman Capote was in it, which was like a murder mystery. And I think Peter Sellers plays like some Chinese mystical detective.
Oh no!
It's bad.
I can't imagine. Off a spear and off the quickly turn the Molotov. Molotov the spaceship door before that bitch is taken off. It always seems the poorest persons, the people forsaken. Dog the Washington's, Jefferson's, Jackson's on the captain's log. They'd rather leave us to the gray and water poison deli smog. Glass unblackening, it's happening. You feel it, y'all. I'd rather see we need 3x3 structure with many bars. Leave us where we are so they can play among the stars. We're taking off the Mars, got the space vessels overflowing. What you think they want us there? All us niggas not going. Reputation ain't glowing, reparations ain't flowing. If you find yourself stuck in the creek, you better start rolling. Used to see the TV screen as a